Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. California Governor Gavin Newsom has donned the airwaves to promote his state. Certainly not unusual for an incumbent seeking re-election, except in this case he is using his gubernatorial campaign funds to buy media time in Florida. The ad jabs at Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and indirectly at Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, and touts Newsom's belief that California is a freer state than Florida. He then urges the listeners to relocate. Not only is this an unusual expenditure, but the Newsom campaign is only advertising on Fox News, an audience among the least likely to respond favorably. The buy is for just $100,000. The goal is to establish Newsom as a national figure, and though the governor denies it, he's taking early steps to prepare for a 2024 presidential run. Attacking Florida would certainly create controversy and generate a great deal of national coverage. Reports estimate that news stories from the ads are worth about $3 million in earned media. Not bad for a $100,000 investment. The first shot across the bow from the Newsom campaign suggests that we will be seeing much more of the governor after he secures a second term this November. Several pollsters have been releasing surveys on Senate races. Change Research, the Democratic online pollster, surveyed the key Democratic defensive states in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and New Hampshire. With only Nevada having completed its nomination process among the four, the Democratic incumbents lead in all of the polling with ranges between 3 and 9 percentage points. In a key Republican defense open seat, two pollsters continue to show U.S. Representative Ted Budd, the GOP nominee, maintaining small leads over Democratic former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley. All five of these campaigns will be among the most hotly contested races in the country during the closing months of this 2022 election cycle. An oddity has been confirmed in a pair of New York congressional races. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, a Democrat, will be running in two congressional elections for different seats on the same day. On August 23rd, Mr. Ryan is the Democratic nominee in the 19th District special election to replace fellow Democrat Antonio Delgado, who was appointed lieutenant governor. In the regular primary election, also on August 23rd, Mr. Ryan is running for a full term in the neighboring 18th District, in which, should he become the party standard bearer, he would oppose GOP Assemblyman Colin Schmidt. Polling suggests Mr. Ryan's strange ploy may backfire to the nth degree. The numbers show that he could easily lose both seats. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.